This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and, of course, the great outdoors. We've got Miss Robin with us this morning.
Good morning.
Not Miss Robin anymore. Mrs. Robin now, huh?
Whatever. It works.
See how 2 months of marriage works out? It's just, 3 months of marriage.
What is today?
10th of March. We got married December 16th. So January, February. So
yeah. Almost.
Yeah. Yeah, honeymoon's over. So, anyway, we want to welcome a new sponsor today, Hartford Security in Reisterstown. And we'll tell you more about that when we get to the break. But what a week, huh? Whew. Last Sunday we were, what did we do Saturday? We did something Saturday, didn't we, after here? I don't remember. Sunday...
that's horrible.
I know. Sunday, that's our lives. We just can't remember what happened yesterday. Sunday, we went to Ocean City for a couple days, if you recall.
That was nice.
That was nice. We had some good crabs. We had some good seafood.
Seafood.
We had some good pizza. And
awesome oysters.
Yeah, awesome oysters. No question about that. Ocean City is a weird town this time of year, though.
No, it's a wonderful time this time of year.
Yeah, okay. It's weird because everything's closed. You know, I mean, Monday we couldn't find a place to eat dinner, but that's okay. That's okay.
Sunday we ate at a great place.
Yeah, we did. We did. Sunday we ate at a great place. Yes. So we had the crab bag and
Albertino's.
Albertino's.
Both the same people, but
same people. Met Albert. What a nice guy. Cool
yep.
guy. Told us all about his history in the crab business.
Very, we've got to do a story. He was wonderful.
He's a trip, man. No question. Sat and talked to the owner there for, what, half hour or so?
45 minutes. Yeah, it was great.
Yep. So that was kind of cool. And that was Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, testimony in Annapolis. Oh, my gosh. What a marathon. The panel, we had, I think, 7 people on our panel, including Fran, as a matter of fact. A couple directors for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, our lobbyist, a young lady from the Maryland Bowhunter Society. And we waited till we got together four forevers. Yeah, we got together 11:45 and we went into the Senate building and had a little conference, a little meeting, a little strategy meeting, I guess. So we went to the went over to the house and stood 4.5 hours till we testified. Our bill was last, and it was House Bill 1338 on statewide Sunday hunting.
I got to say, if you ever want to know what's going on in what kind of stuff goes on down there,
yeah.
You can watch it every day that they're in session.
Yeah,
and it's I won't say it's entertaining. Well, it's entertaining, but it's enlightening.
It's very enlightening, no question. But you have one bite of the apple. Basically, if you want to try and talk to lawmakers about your bill, you have one opportunity to do so, and that is in the hearing process. And you have to go to the right committee. And this happened to be the House Environmental Matters Committee, whatever they call that whole thing. Now, next week, the 13th, we testify in Senate in favor of the Sunday hunting bill, Senate Bill 817, I think it is. But, it's statewide Sunday hunting that protects every Sunday hunting law that's out there, including the exclusions for Baltimore, Hartford, and Baltimore Howard in Prince George's County. It's all in the bill. And you know, this was again a bill that was negotiated without the hunting community's involvement, and amongst national organizations with our bureaucracy, and it was not a good bill. And fortunately, Maryland Hunting Coalition became aware of it. We talked with the sponsor. We were able to significantly change the bill to protect everything that Maryland has gained over the last 15 years for Sunday hunting. And, you know, on it goes. So we'll see how it goes. Odell in Baltimore. Good morning, Odell. How are you?
Good morning, Alan and Mrs. Robin.
Good morning, Odell.
My grandson's got a friend, and he got blind from glaucoma, and he used to go fishing before.
Right.
And my grandson's telling me about, you know, I take him fishing all the time.
Right.
So he asked if could I take him fishing. I told him, yeah, and he wanted to know if he had to get a license, and I didn't see nothing in the book about it.
How old is he?
21.
Yeah, he has to get a license.
Do they have a special disabled license?
They do.
Still, okay.
Yeah, they do.
That's what I told him. You know, I didn't know for sure. Better find out.
Well, let's see if I can find something here for you. I just
years ago when he was younger, and then he lost his eyesight from glaucoma.
Uh huh. I just turned on to the I had the
DNR website.
DNR website page up. Let's see if I can find. What kind of where are you, Odell? Where are you working?
Oh, I'm tracking trailers.
Oh, you're driving. Okay. I hear the radio going on. How about that?
That was my GPS.
Ah, got it.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right. GPS. I hate those things.
Yeah, so do I. I run from Danville, Virginia to Baltimore every night.
Oh, I see. Danville. That's a nice town. My sister-in-law used to live there. My niece still lives there. So,
down by Alta Vista, down off the 29.
Right.
Horse and buggy trail.
Got it. Fishing
license. I like
license.
Down there because I see a lot of wildlife. I've seen 19 deer tonight and a fox.
Wow, 19 deer and a fox. Great.
Yep. Make my night.
Of course. Let's see here. Oh, let's see. Man, this site is not easy to navigate necessarily. All right, I'll tell you what, this is going to take a little bit of time. You're going to be listening, right?
I'll be listening.
All right, you be listening. I'll see what I can find out here, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy.
I figured you would know, but didn't know I go to DNR and...
Well, I'm going to get it for you. We just got to go to the right page, so...
All right.
Hold on. Who may fish without a license? Let's see. Individuals under the age of 16, resident and senior... Non-total, do I need a license, reciprocity, how to apply for a license. I'll get it for you, okay?
All right, thank you.
You got it, buddy.
Have a blessed day.
All right, thank you.
You too.
Thanks, Odell.
Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Odell. I thought there was an exemption for blind people.
Here, I'll look it up. Go ahead.
All right, let's see. Wait a minute, hold on. 16, registered angler, official license. Other than resident of Maryland active duty, I don't see anything about an exemption for somebody who happens to be visually impaired. So I'm going to guess yes. If you're over the age of 16, you're probably going to need a license. So possession, fishing, free fishing, holding valid. Yep, Odell. Sorry, buddy. It doesn't look like there's any exemption for people with disabilities when it comes to fishing license. So,
I'm still going.
I know. So, what an awful decision. Anyway, we testified. What day was that? Wednesday. And then today we're headed to the Maryland Bowhunter Society benefit. And that will be in Glen Burnie. And Robin and I and our some friends, some of our fellows who do antler measuring will be there. And the bucks, bears, and stags will have a scoring event. So we're hoping that some of the bow hunters that are going to that will bring their deer heads and maybe their black bears, and we'll be able to score them up and put them in the record book for Maryland called Maryland's Finest. We'll see what happens. Right, Robin?
Huh?
Yeah, I know.
No, I was looking this up. There's some kind of lights. Hold on. I just saw it.
Okay. Well, you figure that out. You're the online guru while I'm doing this thing in the microphone.
I got you. You go.
Okay. So, this week, started hearing about this early on. Oh, Sunday. I apologize. Sunday, we lost a very nice friend, a sportsman in our General Assembly. Senator Wayne Norman passed away suddenly at his home. Wayne was 62 years old. Senator. Vice chair, or vice co-chair of the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. He was a Republican. Senator Astle is the other co-chair in the Senate. He is a Democrat. On the House side, it's Delegate Beitzel and Delegate Carey. So, you know, we've got a great group of lawmakers who are pro-sportsmen for the most part. And Senator Norman will be missed. He was at our Blazing Camo Day. Last picture I have of him, he's smiling at the camera. He's got one of our orange hats on. He's a good guy. And then, unfortunately, lost his life. What'd you find?
No, we'll finish with Norman first. Go
ahead.
That's
all right. I'm done. So,
complimentary annual title and non-title licenses are available to residents and non-residents who are blind.
Ah, complimentary. Where'd you find it?
Under licensing.
I didn't see it. But that's why I have you.
That's what you got me for.
All right, Odell.
He married me for my Google.
Robin, the Google queen, has answered our question. Complimentary license. But I think you have to apply for it, do you not?
Yeah, but I'm still trying to go because I'm still looking because there was something about permanently disabled people and a lifetime membership license.
Ah, I got it.
But I haven't found that yet. I read something about it, but I haven't found the...
I got you.
But that is what it says about that.
Yeah. So anyway, we're on our way home from Ocean City and start getting these phone calls of people who we're familiar with who had been at a trial last February where a poacher of a giant buck, a super buck, a tremendously antlered animal, was poached in Kent County. And I've told you about this fellow by the name of Ronald Wayne Rowe. And here's what the press release says. The deer poacher convicted of killing a massive deer known as Megabuck on someone else's property was sentenced Monday in Kent County Circuit Court. Ronald Wayne Rowe, 29, of Wharton, was convicted in February 2017 of multiple poaching charges in district court and appealed the decision. This week, he pleaded guilty to trespassing on private property and hunting without written permission in a negotiated agreement. Rowe killed the 17-point buck, a potential state record, in September 2016, and it possibly was with a crossbow. But how can you claim a state record if it's a poached animal? You cannot. Joseph Bogdan, the landowner who had targeted the massive buck for several years, only to have Rowe shoot it, told the judge, it was the kind of a deer that makes a good neighbor a bad neighbor. And the Maryland Hunting Coalition was there and heard Joe Bogdan say that. His nickname is Skip. Bogdan said he congratulated Rowe, but it went sour as the facts came out. The deer was baited, killed, and gutted on my property, Bogdan said. A score for the Boone and Crockett Club, a friend of ours and one of our measures, the measures deer antlers for possible record, said the rack was a total 212 7/8 total inches. World class whitetail. That would have secured the club's top spot for Maryland crossbow hunters and a top 10 overall state ranking. By the time this week's appeals hearing, Rowe had already paid $2,000 in restitution to the state and served a one-year suspension of his hunting privileges. Big deal. This week, Rowe received a jail sentence of 60 days, suspended, and he was given 18 months of unsupervised probation. The poacher forfeited the antlers, hide, and meat to the state. However, and this is what pisses me off, quite frankly, the judge ruled that Rowe would be allowed to pay for a replica of the deer antlers. Now, wait. He was fined $5,000. Now he's paid $2,000. He doesn't have to pay anymore. He could apply that other $3,000 to his reproduction antlers? You got to be kidding me. You really got to be kidding me. Okay? He cannot display the replica antlers in public or on social media and cannot benefit in any way from them.
Doesn't that mean he has, DNR has to give him the rack for a while so the guy can...
I think it's going to be done through the state. They're going to initiate the process.
Oh, that's even worse.
He's going to pay for it. Instead of paying the state the restitution, he'll pay the state to have the antlers reproduced. What a ridiculous ruling.
If I stole the Hope Diamond or whatever, something from the state of Maryland, right?
Right.
You got to put it in my perspective.
Yeah, I know. The Hope Diamond okay. would be too small for you, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway, if I stole the Hope Diamond.
Right.
And then the state told me I owed them, or I was had to.
Yeah, I got it. Whatever. Yeah, restitution, yeah.
For $10,000.
Right.
Okay, and then, or even more for that, but anyway, but they're going to give me $5,000 back so I can have a copy of it done?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pretty much the same deal.
So even though I don't have the original, I still have it.
You have a keepsake.
I have a keepsake.
Something that I did was illegal.
Yes. No comment.
I'm an illegal act, an unlawful act.
I refuse to comment on the grounds that I might get in trouble.
I'm done with that. What a horrible outcome. What a horrible outcome. Unfortunately, the landowner couldn't protect a wild animal that was free range, belonged to, you know, under the public trust doctrine, and this is our argument, always will be that wildlife can't speak for itself. We have to and we will. So, you know, it's disgusting. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to comment on that poaching case, we'd love to hear from you. But the landowner, you know, he knew that was the risk. He didn't high fence his land or anything like that. And, you know, I'm not putting it on him. The guy shot an arrow across the property line and killed a deer on the neighbor's property after putting a bait pile on the neighbor's property.
And then the
deer bled in the bait pile when he shot it, left a blood trail, never got off the landowner's property, and he gutted the deer on the landowner's property and said, F the landowner, to his two compadres who testified against him in the first trial.
He thought they were going to stand up for him,
which they did not. Oh my gosh. I know it's fishing season. I understand it. And we got Eric Zlokovich coming up from Fishery Service in the next hour, talk about spring fishing and some of the opportunities. Let's see. Let's talk to RJ in Pasadena and then we'll take a break. Good morning, RJ. Hello, RJ.
Hello, sir.
Good, you?
Yeah, good, good. In reference to that guy who was looking like for license and everything.
Yeah.
I know there's on there somewhere there's a website that has a designated free fishing zones.
There's that.
And I know of one down Ocean City,
right.
Back Bay, between 2nd and 4th Street,
right.
And you don't need a license at all to fish down there.
Exactly. There's also two free fishing days in June, and then the 4th of July is also a free fishing day. But, yeah, Robin looked it up. A person who is blind can receive a complimentary licensing. A complimentary license.
Right. Because I know it was in there somewhere. I just don't know how to navigate through there to actually look it up, but I know personally because I always go fishing down there.
Right.
And there's a sign that says free fishing zone.
Yep.
So if he's got wheels, you can always go down there.
Well, you know, he's got Odell there to take him. So there you go.
Right. So, all right, thanks, sir.
All right, thank you. Sorry
for your help.
Yep, thanks, RJ. Sorry for the confusion about that, but Robin set me straight as she always wants to do. So our new sponsor.
You're cute, I swear.
Our new sponsor is Hartford Security. I get an email from the owner, Tom, and he says, I like the way you handle the commercials on your show. I want to think about advertising with you. So we talked and worked things out, and here he is, Hartford Security in Reisterstown. This is what they tell us, and this is what we talk about, you know, in our own homes. We talk about security and discuss it. You know, what do we need? What we're really talking about is peace of mind, you know, protecting our home and our valuables from the bad guys. And those guys want our stuff, our guns, our electronics, our jewelry, our valuables. When you're not home, you need protection. Harford Security provides that protection. Full-feature wired and wireless alarm systems, video surveillance systems you can view on your phone, door access controls, and more. Harford Security serves both residential homes and commercial businesses. And here's the real deal. Optional, low-cost, no-contract monitoring if you decide you want to go that way. Harford Security offers free estimates. For your peace of mind, just call 410-515-0761 or visit harfordsecurity.com. That phone number, 410-515-0761. And if you're considering security, you get a 15% discount when you tell them about the Outdoorsman radio show. Hey, I heard it on the radio. I heard Alan talking about it. Alan Ellis said something about your company, WCBM. You know, you get the idea. Just tell them you heard it on the Outdoorsman show, and you get a 15% discount. 410-515-0761 if you mention the Outdoorsman radio show. Harford Security, serving Maryland for over 25 years. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Hey, Robin. Did you know that the Linex guys are supporting the Maryland Hunting Coalition?
No.
Yep. The Glen Burnie, Bay Linex Glen Burnie is providing a spray on bedliner. Somebody can win.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. And Jack over at Catonsville Linex over there in Security, a trifold soft truck cap.
That's awesome. Those guys are always good.
They're great.
They're just good people.
They are, no question. Linex is, our two Linex guys are really good people. Hey, Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, and now Bay Fishing Tackle, too. Bay Country Crabbing Supply is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Crab season's like 2.5 weeks away. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of Bay Fishing Tackle and gear. See Bay Country Crabbing Supply for, you know, whatever you need. Mark your calendars. April 14th is the open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, call Bay Country Crabbing Supply, 410-956-0300. Attention, watermen. All you got to do is take in your license. You get a discount. Visit that website. They've got a nice website, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi, visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees, free as a song. One day, I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh. When that squirrel got loose, went totally berserk. What happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, some thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, I surrender all, the squirrel ran up hard, Newland's coveralls. Hard leaped to his feet, said, something's got a hold on me. Yeah! The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church, in a sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping the pews and shouting, hallelujah.
Mississippi Squirrel Revival. Ray Stevens, right? We're going to make this an all Ray Stevens weekend.
What do you love think? Ray Stevens.
We got the
streak.
The streak. We got it. Yeah, we got it in there, no question.
I remember I told you about there's a lifetime exempt.
What?
Fishing license.
Yes.
Complimentary. It's for POWs and 100% disabled veterans.
I got it.
Just since I said something about that, I wanted to clarify it.
Got it. All right, let's see. Oh, John B. called. I mean, emailed. It's just punishment on paper. Looks like the criminal's being punished until you really dig into it. Then you find out the criminal's being catered to because the poor guy has rights, too. I get sick every time I hear this. Listen.
You're with me, John.
Listen. One of the reasons the Poaching Restitution Act was instituted is because we have this world-class deer herd here in Maryland. We have landowners who are managing their land for a quality herd of animals, realizing, like this, that those animals can go off the property anytime they want. You know, anytime they want. But they invest in food plots. They invest in trail cameras. They invest time and resources. And they pass up deer until they reach a mature age. They see a deer that has, you know, a tremendous potential, like this one. This deer was observed for 3 years before it was poached. Okay? It was time. It was mature. It was 5.5, 6.5 years old. It was time. It had already passed on its genetics. Okay? And to have this guy steal that from the landscape, not from the landowner, but from the citizens of Maryland, okay? He needs to pay something back. And the Poaching Restitution Act says you return the value of that animal to the state of Maryland. And it goes in a conservation fund. It doesn't go in a general fund. It doesn't go to the landowner. It goes into a fund that can be used for game management. It can be used for enforcement. It can be used for, you know, any other purpose, you know, under what that fund can do. But it just can't be, you know, put it back into the tax, you know, the pockets of the taxpayer. It goes to the DNR fund. So it just, man.
It's sickening.
It is. It's a miscarriage of justice. I don't know what the hell they're thinking of in Kent County, you know, but it just, I don't know. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you would like to comment, we would love to have you. If you'd like to vent, you can do that, too. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. You can text me. Chuck texted me. He said, good morning. Good morning, Chuck.
I talked to him already.
You talked to him already?
Mm-hmm. Oh. You're behind the times.
I'll tell you. I don't know. Well, anyway, I'm glad they got back safe from their trip.
So am I.
You know, I'm sorry Chuck got sick. He would have been there. You know, here's the other thing. And look, people have lives. I get it. Okay, but there have got to be some people who are retired or have a day off or have a different schedule. We put the information out there that, you know, we're testifying on such and such a date at such and such a time in the General Assembly on such and such a bill. We just did it yesterday. You know, reached thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Hundreds of comments, dozens of shares. You know, we reached a couple thousand people. Come down and join us on March 13th. Just show up. You don't have to testify. You don't have to do anything. Just come down to the State House, down to the Senate building, and, you know, show your support for your hunting heritage. Did the same thing when we testified in the House last week. Who showed up? Our panel, who we'd been talking to for, you know, weeks. Fran decided she was going to show up. Chuck would have been there. Got sick. And that's it. We saw no different faces. We saw nobody that came and said, hey, we heard you guys were here. We want Sunday hunting. You know, we just came to show you support. None of that. However, our opponents, the Maryland Horse Council, occupied half the damn room. They occupied half the damn room. And
they said some really good stuff. No,
they didn't.
No, it was pathetic.
It was pathetic. And it's the same pathetic arguments we always hear. I stepped on an arrow. I got shot at. We've been hearing this for a decade from these people.
It's not going to be a sport till the animals can shoot back.
Yes. The hunters, they perch in trees like panthers. One of the horse council women, or one of the anti-women, turned around and said to our lobbyist, Bill Miles, who was sitting there minding his own business, turned around and looked at him and said, you're nothing but a bloodthirsty murderer. Why do you kill those innocent animals? Is it to put them on your wall? Is that all you do it for? And was not a nice person.
What I thought was amazing, it's heartening and disheartening at the same time, is Fran came down there, took public transportation.
Yes, she did.
Did all kinds of stuff to get there to help these people, and you can't get able-bodied hunters out there to help us.
Fran came from the city of Baltimore. Fran's on the phone. Okay. All right. So anyway, you know, I'm sitting there in the last seat, okay, just minding my own business. And the panel and Bill have known each other for years, okay? Bill's testifying. They asked a question. He answered it. Had some kind of a humorous thing to it. And the whole panel chuckled. And I'm sitting there, and I kind of chuckled, too. Well, the horse council woman turned around and looked at me and went, ha-ha! And I said, I'm sorry. I didn't say anything rude to you. You know, I mean, what? Wow. So, Miss Fran!
Yes, good morning.
How you doing, young lady?
I'm fine. I was just going to listen to the show for the first hour today.
No, we baited you out.
No. Listen, let me tell you something. You know, I've been yelling at the hunters for a long time about coming down and showing up and fighting for what they want. But let me ask you a question. These judges that make the decision on the bill that is now law, are they elected?
Say that again?
Are they elected to office?
Who?
The judges that make these decisions.
Some are. Some are appointed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, the ones that are elected,
yeah,
you hunters that have a voting license, I hope, registered to vote, make your words heard, okay? You don't have to come down for that. Just go to the polls, all right?
Yep.
Now, the second thing is this. You know, when this bill was passed, now this is just my personal opinion and interpretation, when it was passed and became law, all right?
Mandatory, Fran, mandatory sentencing.
Yeah, mandatory.
If you are convicted of a poaching violation, which is trespassing, jacklighting, hunting without a license, hunting out of season, hunting with the wrong weapon, that's a poaching violation,
mm-hmm.
You are now subject to the Poaching Restitution Act if you kill an animal illegally.
Right. Right.
Poaching was defined in the Poaching Restitution Act as killing a deer illegally.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple.
All right. Well, let me say this.
Go ahead.
I have heard enough of what this feels like, a stand-down order. When you do not uphold the law and you think these little penalties are funny, we're interpreting it as a stand-down order, and we will not stand for it.
Well said. Well said.
I've had enough of that.
Fran, you were there.
I was there.
You were there. You know, we asked the hunting community to come out and support, and they did not. Now, if it was a gun law, apparently the gun people are better at organizing than hunters are, or they're more passionate. I'm not sure what. But I can't tell. Robin, go to the Facebook page, Maryland Hunting Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? let's just get some numbers out there. Okay, we're not administrator. Laura in Frederick is the administrator of the coalition page. She's our social media girl, and she could tell us. And I'm sorry, is girl a pejorative term now? Was I being sexist calling?
I think it was wonderful. I like being a girl.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Put an old lady. Okay, what do you want to know?
Okay, you can't tell how many people we reached, but just say how many times it was shared.
Which one?
The one before that one.
The poaching one?
No, the Sunday hunting one. We're looking at social media, Fran, and listeners.
Uh-huh. Okay. 18 shares.
18.
27 comments.
27 comments. And how many people liked it? Or, you know.
17 on one, 35 on another.
No, there's more than that. There's 100 and some people.
What? Okay, oh, here's the action alert.
Yeah, not that one, baby. The one yesterday. Oh, look. All right.
I'm reading the ones you told me.
I know. It's okay. All right. Maryland Hunting Coalition.
On the statewide Sunday hunting one,
that's
here you go.
Yeah.
154.
Right.
31 shares, 34 comments.
Right. That's it. 31 shares, which means 31 people took the time to read that post about inviting people to come to Annapolis to join, you know, to join the ranks. Okay. 31 people shared that with all their friends. Now, that could have been 1,000 people. It could have been 5 people. We had 30-some comments, most of them positive, and 154 people liked it. But that simply means that it reached, I don't know, 7,000-8,000 people, maybe more. Fran?
Yeah.
Let's see how many show up on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Or Wednesday, excuse me. Tuesday. This week it's Tuesday and the 13th. We'll see.
So. Well.
You did your part. We don't expect you to be there. You know, it's a long, hard road for Fran to get there. So just, you know, relax at home.
Yeah, I have to this Tuesday.
Yep. I know you got things to do.
But, like I said, I know in my heart, I got this gut feeling that is something going to come up one day that the hunters are going to get riled up and they're going to be down there. My problem is it'll be so serious. I hate to see it get to that point because I told them 4 years ago, if you don't show up in numbers and you don't show you're united, nobody pays attention to you.
That's right.
Bingo.
Yep. Yeah. Well, even, you know, the testimony, our panel, Fran, we were united. We published our testimony. We sent it to the committee on time when we were supposed to be. And the panel that came after us were the national guys. And I'm not pointing any fingers at anybody in particular, but it really wasn't polished. And anybody can view that on the website, on the Maryland General Assembly. You know, all these hearings are broadcast, and they stay up there. They're in perpetuity. They're there. You can see what people said. You can see what the Horse Council said in opposition to the Sunday hunting bill.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the questions. Here are the questions that the committee members ask, you know. And this is the process. This is how it's done. Anybody has any questions about how the process works, go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, and you can see Politics 101, how a bill gets passed in Annapolis, or how things work in Annapolis. It is a very complicated process. You got to get the bill drafted. You got to get sponsors. You got to have the bill checked for language. Then you got to go to the committee. The committee hears the bill, goes to subcommittee. If it doesn't come out of subcommittee, it doesn't go anywhere. If it comes out of subcommittee, it goes back to committee. They vote on it, comes out of committee, it goes to the floor. If it goes to the floor, it gets debated. Okay? If it gets to the floor, it gets debated, and somebody doesn't like it, they can lay it over till the next day. And they can lay it over the next day. And then they can go to special orders. And then they can go back and, you know, back to the, resend it back to the committee. Then the committee has to act on it again. The whole process is meant that frivolous laws do not get passed. That's the process. That's what it's about. To navigate through that process, like the Maryland Hunting Coalition has done with the repeal of strict liability, the Poaching Restitution Act, and some of the other things that we've done, okay, is a miraculous process in the General Assembly, given the urban mindset of everybody there. We've got maybe 10 lawmakers out of 188 that hunt. That's it. We're overwhelmingly opposed in the General Assembly.
So. Well, you know, I've always felt like, I'll cut country folks, I'll just put it like that. One thing I thought they had was a lot of, and that's common sense. But I'll tell you, when they don't show up and they don't fight for themselves and they don't participate, they make it look like common sense is an endangered species.
Correct.
I like that.
Correct.
Oh, sorry. I like that, Fran.
Yeah. Well, we have a world famous angler here in our midst, Lefty Cray. Lefty's not doing well. He's in his 90s now, lives in Timonium. Okay. Written books, traveled all over the world as a fly fisherman. One of his most famous quotes is, common sense ain't so common.
Yeah.
And he's right.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right, my dear.
All right.
Gotta go.
Hang in there.
Thank you.
What was that?
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Fran.
What?
What was the quote Ricky had about everybody's... There's a bad
oh,
word.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody's messed up, but I think everybody's messed up. But
there's so many messed up people in the world that maybe I'm the one that's messed up.
That's a different word he used.
Something like that, yeah. Hey, Chuck, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. Feeling better?
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, John B. wrote us back. He says, those people that said such nasty things to you all for no reason are the same people that have choose civility on their bumper stickers, then cut you off on the road and flip you the bird.
Probably true.
Bingo.
That's right.
So,
I'll be there Tuesday.
Good, good. Can't wait to see you. That'd be great. Yeah.
I was really disappointed that it sort of caught up to me on Wednesday morning.
So. Well, sure. Yeah.
That was understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you watched the.
I watched it. Yes.
It was brutal, wasn't it?
The opposition was all over the board.
Well, yeah.
Some of them didn't really address what the bill does.
No, they just wanted to talk about how bad hunters were.
Right, and throw the NRA in there too.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's
yeah.
And the next hearing is going to be the one that's in front of our favorite person.
Yes, indeed.
I know who that is.
Yep.
And
that's all right. That's all right.
Her nephew will be there to testify against them.
Of course. Yes, indeed. No question.
There'll be the few friends that are on the committee.
Yep.
We'll just have to go with the flow.
Go with the flow. See what we can do. See what we can do. Well, you know, we're doing our best. We're doing our best. And if the backstory that can't come out right now ever comes out on this, it's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. You know, on this Sunday hunting bill. I said before, you know, it came to us from a national group who was working with officials. And since October, and the hunting community was not made aware of this until first week of session, you know, and it was a bad bill. It would have taken every Sunday hunting piece of legislation. I think there are 25 of them in all the counties that have advanced Sunday hunting since 2003 and would have repealed all those measures in every county and given authority to Department of Natural Resources to set Sundays. But what happens if a governor comes in like Paris Glendening was and says, I don't like Sunday hunting? You realize Paris Glendening vetoed the first Sunday hunting bill that passed the General Assembly. Okay? He did. And what happens if the next governor, or the one after that, says no more Sunday hunting? All he does is call his secretary and says, hey, when you set the rules this year, take Sunday hunting out of the mix. We don't want it anymore. And the secretary has no option. And that's what we were trying to protect. We're trying to protect all those preferences of all those counties that wanted to allow more and more Sunday hunting in their jurisdictions. That's what we're trying to protect. So, it is what it is, brother.
Yep, it is what it is.
It is what it is. See you Tuesday, I guess.
I'll be there.
All right, talk to you soon.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, man.
Bye, Chuck.
Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Clyde's Sports Shop. Get ready. Next Friday, March 16th through Sunday the 25th, the Ready to Rock sale. You can save on premium monofilament line, half price starting at just 1 cent per yard. Strip all that old crap off your spools. Take all your spools in, let them fill them up with new line at half price. It's the best deal of the year. Just in time for fishing season. Now look, they've got a pen reel special. If you're looking for a level wind reel in a 30 class, perfect for trolling Chesapeake Bay, $89.95 from the folks at Penn and Clyde Sports Shop. Trolling combos start at $89.95 and up with a 309 Shakespeare BWB 125 6-foot rod with a roller tip and line altogether for $89.95. And on sale, the most popular trolling combo that is available at Clyde Sports Shop. It's a Penn Warfare 30LW, just like I talked about, an Andy ASU 601 SBMH 20-50 pound rod and line for $139.95. You can't beat it. Shakespeare's on sale, Fluger's on sale, all the ugly sticks are on sale. Check out the supply of St. Croix rods and Clyde Sports Shop for every kind of fishing tackle you could need, want, or imagine for every type of fish that swims in Maryland. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, 410-242-6108. If you want that 24-hour fishing hotline, you can call that too. That's 410-247-3474. 410-247-3474.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Warmer weather for the weekend. We're close to 50 this afternoon. That's our average high this time of March. 27 degrees tonight. Believe it or not, another low forming off the East Coast for Sunday night and Monday morning. And breezy weather expected here in Baltimore, but most of the precip, I think, this time stays well south of us. Upper 20s for Sunday night with some flurries possible. And then Monday, mostly sunny and a high of 45 degrees, lows in the upper 20s and mid-20s Monday night, Tuesday night. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
crossing the highway late last night. It didn't look left and it didn't look right. Didn't see the station wagon car. Skunk got squashed and there you are. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. You're stinking the high, you
a little loud and Wayne right to third there for you, right? Yep. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. We smell them from time to time. Man, where were we the other day and that one snuck up on us? I can't remember. Anyway.
Down by Assateague.
Is that what it was? Yeah, down by Assateague. Oh, my gosh. It was terrible. Anyway, you know, we've been talking about the General Assembly and that type of thing and what's going on there. And, you know, the only group that is that has the tax status to lobby for Maryland hunters is the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Okay? We're not some national group. We're a small-time group funded only by the generous donations of hunters. It's just about as difficult to ask. No, it's easy to ask. It's difficult for the hunters to reach in their pocket and send $20 or come to an event, you know, and I don't know why. Hunting is always under threat here in Maryland. Our wildlife is always under attack here in Maryland. Our deer herd is under attack here in Maryland right now in the General Assembly and in the within the you know within the halls of Annapolis, let's say. Okay, somebody's got to stand up for wildlife. Somebody's got to stand up for the privileges and heritage of hunting. It's the Maryland Hunting Coalition. MDHuntingCoalition.org. Our once-a-year fundraiser comes up March 31st in Westminster, noon to 5 at Martin's. Why not get a table? Why not get a couple of tickets? A lot of our listeners are going to be there.
It's a load of fun.
Load of fun. A lot of guns, bows, everything. We got to go.
Cornhole.
Get it. Cornhole. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe.